You can use this microphone anyway.
We figure if we keep practicing a song, one of these days we'll get it right.
You've heard it before.
You've heard this one before, but this is for the new faces in the crowd.
Or is it in the book?
No, it ain't there.
Is this in the book? Is Mary got any copies of it?
Okay, that's fine.
How
many
verses? It's not in this.
How many verses?
It's not in this.
Four verses.
Hey,
yeah,
four.
Huh?
Two verses?
Ah, come on now.
We got a lot of people.
Okay, first and last.
We just get started on two.
If you got a song with four verses, we need to kind of cut it down. We'll be here all night. So anybody else? Anybody else tonight? Yes, ma'am. Miss McCall.
Amen.
Amen.
Blue book. Yeah. I've got it in a different. I'll try.
Can you see it?
Huh. Yeah. I'm not blind totally.
Almost. Mary told me I've been playing hooky too long. So.
She has been.
I'm going to sing Reach Out to Jesus.
Let me get my book.
Okay, Pastor said I had to give a testimony. I'd like to say that I'm really thankful for my dad. He's not here tonight. He doesn't go to functions. He's like a hermit. And I'd really like to praise the Lord that he comes down and he visits me. It's kind of hard for him sometimes. And he's so willing and capable of doing the things I need done. And he doesn't grumble and gripe about it. He just gets in and gets it done. And I had a list of things that needed to be done. And I just really praise the Lord that he can take the time and come down and see me. And then I'd like to praise the Lord for the parents I have down here. They've just opened their arms and taken me, and I can't even complain about in-laws or jokes about in-laws because they don't even feel like in-laws. I mean, I've just been part of them so much. So I praise the Lord that they've accepted me, and I feel like I'm part of the family with them too.
Amen.
Walking.
Play the horn, banjo, guitar? Well, you're a horn man, okay.
Got a horn.
I'm gonna try to play Master the Tempest is Raging.
Somebody else tonight. We'll praise the Lord for something. We're going to get out of here and eat now. We're going to get everybody a chance. Okay. Got a visitor coming tonight.
Oh, okay. I'm going to play what a day that will be.
Thank you.
time for a couple more.
These two little girls are just croaking down there. They asked me to sing with them, and we're going to sing to them.
Okay. These two little girls?
See those guys coming.
You guys take a seat on the front, you'll be the second. You two little girls, come on.
Words of love.
somebody got something prepared tonight. But you're just kind of losing your guts, and you just want to need some encouragement. Anybody? Those two kids? Oh, okay. All right, come on. How many more? We got some other people who got something prepared tonight? We got somebody who wants to sing tonight, you got nothing prepared. Something? All right. While he's looking, Brother Ricky and Bob, you guys come up and we'll do what we had planned.
I got to see the words. I think I know them, but I might forget. Until you've known the love of God. If you could own all the world
masses hauling up to reach the sky above. If you could know everything there is to know about life's game, yet you've known nothing until you've known the love of God. Until you've known the loving hand that reaches down to fallen man and picks him up out of the sin where he has trod. Until you've known just how it feels to know that God is really real, then you've known nothing until you've known the love of God. If in your lifetime you could meet everybody and you could call every name from here to yon, but if you've not come face to face with Jesus and his saving grace, then you've known no one until you've known the love of God. Until you've known the loving hand that reaches down to fallen man and lifts him up out of the sin where he has trod. Until you've known just how it feels to know that God is really real, then you've known nothing until you've known the love of God.
Amen. All right, let's stand together. There's no one else to sing, and my wife just informed me that the ice is ruining the punch. So we need to get back there. And what we want to do right after prayer, we'll have BJ and your family visiting with us. We'll have Brother Osuna and Tina and little Manuel visiting, so you guys all go first. And if you have children, kind of like the children go first. Mike, you and your family go and get the children in there and get them taken care of. The little children, okay? Poe family, boys, remember your manners, all right? All right, Father, tonight we thank you, God, for the testimonies of songs that we've had tonight. Lord, no talent show was intended, but Lord, it was good just to hear people get up and do something for God. We do pray that you would bless this food to our body. And Lord, we pray that you'd bless this assembly tonight. Lord, help us to see that it does pay to serve the Lord. It does pay to be in God's house. Lord, the world knows nothing about what we did tonight, and they are missing it. But Lord, we that are saved, we've got something that's real. May you bless us tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right. Lord bless you. Thank you. Page 109. Sing on the first.
I will sing of my Redeemer, of his wondrous love to me. On the cruel cross he suffered, from the curse to set me free. Sing, oh sing of my Redeemer, with his blood he purchased me. On the cross
your best. This will be the last congregational song. Lift it up. Now, you know what I mean by that. Let's see some tonsils. Amen. On the last.
I will sing of my Redeemer and his heavenly love to me. He from death to life has brought me, Son of God, with him to be. Sing, oh sing. Amen. With his blood he purchased me. On the cross he sealed my pardon. Paid the debt, made me free.
Amen, amen. Well, it's good to see you tonight. Let's go to God in prayer as we stand. Brother Ron McCauley, would you ask the Lord to bless tonight? Yes. Amen. Amen. All right, you may be seated. Okay, we need to, this is our normally prayer meeting night, but we want to, the emphasis tonight is more on Thanksgiving, sip and sing, a little fun time tonight. Nothing wrong with that, but we want to remember some special prayer. Vera, tonight, is traveling or is already there to San Diego for a CAT scan, so we want to remember her tonight for a little time of prayer. What is there something else real important that we need to remember tonight in prayer? Someone got something real pressing. We need to. Cheryl, did you ever get a job? Nothing. Okay, let's. All right. Let's pray. Let's pray for that prayer request. That's two tonight. Somebody got a prayer request? Real pressing prayer request tonight. Yes, ma'am. Okay, let's pray for Sammy. He'll be all right with that broken leg. Won't be no complications. That's three. Somebody else tonight? One. Brother Poe. Okay, yeah, that's good. Let's remember his wife. She's had. Did you get the stitches out today?
Yeah.
Okay. It is infected? Okay. All right, let's remember Vanessa tonight. That's four. Okay, somebody else tonight. We'll have a little time of prayer, and then we'll go to our testimony meeting tonight. Okay, let's pray tonight, and I'll pray, and you pray to yourself, and I'll pray out loud. Father, we come before Thee, and Lord, we know that You're a God that answers prayer. But Lord, already these last 2 days, I've seen such an answer to prayer in people's lives. Thank You for that, Father. And we'd ask You tonight now, God, that You would remember Vera tonight, Lord. Would You protect her, and Lord, would You guide the doctors, and Lord, we ask that You'd intervene. Lord, we trust not the flesh, we trust not some man, but tonight, God, we would ask for Your divine intervention, Lord, that, Father, You would do Your will in her life, and God, give her the courage and give her the grace. And Father, we'd ask You for that to be done in her life. For Cheryl, we pray for her job. For Vanessa tonight, Lord, we pray that You'd heal it. And Lord, thank You that it was benign. There's nothing there to be concerned about, but we do thank You, Lord, that You answered prayer there. And Lord, we do pray tonight that You would be with Sam and help him. Thank You for Mrs. Johnson being here and a good visit I had with Mrs. Harbits. May You bless her as she goes tomorrow and be with her family. Lord, tonight, may You once again bless these prayers as we bring them before Thee. We're not trying to hurry in and hurry out. God, we do want to take time for Thee tonight. We pray that You would bless us in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let's take your Bibles tonight. We still have some more people coming in. And look at Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12, look at verses 1 and 2. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. It says, I beseech ye, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Verse 2, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Let me ask you this tonight in the form of a devotion. Do you know what the perfect will of God is for your life? You know, people oftentimes, and I know as preachers, we try to challenge the people that we pastor to find the will of God. But here it's not finding the will of God, it's proving the will of God. Have you ever proven the will of God? Now, what I mean by that is this. What is the will of God for every lost person? That he's saved. Have you proved that? Well, sure you have. How did you prove that? You got saved yourself. So you have proven that much of the will of God. What is the will of God concerning your family? You ever found out the will of God? You say, well, I don't really know what the perfect will of God is. Well, do you know it? Well, let me ask you something. Have you proved it? Have you proved tonight or in your Christian life what is the will of God? You see, before you can know the will of God, you got to want to prove the will of God. There's a will of God tonight. Look at 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Then you hear people say there's a permissive will and there's a perfect will. I don't buy that stuff because I have never found it. I've only found one will in the Bible. And it's not the perfect will. It's talked about the proven will of God. And I know and I have proven the will of God as far as salvation, as far as my family, as far as ministry. I have proven that. But you tonight, I challenge you, you need to prove the will of God in your own life. Here's how you do it. You read the Bible. Notice this. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Have you proven that? Have you proven that? I mean, have you ever been down and out, you know, and away from the whole matter, and then tried just to thank God? Well, listen, that's the will of God. The reason we don't know it's the will of God is we've never proven it. Now, how do you prove it? You test it. You try it. You put it out and wear it around for a while and see how it works. There's all kinds of these in the Bible. There's five that I know. We won't take time for them tonight because we're here to have a sip and sing. But we never want to leave God out and leave His Word out. But tonight, you can prove the will of God. If you're lost, get saved. You'll prove it. If you're out, get in. If you're backslidden, get right. If you're down, get up. That's the will of God. But here's one you can prove right now. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God. Now, no doubt, some of us tonight, we're just over. I've got a testimony. I'm bubbling just to get it out because God just did something wonderful. It's one of those God did it things, you know, where I said I couldn't do nothing. God did it and just walk away from it and just rejoice. Hallelujah that He did it. But what about when God don't do it? And you got to walk by faith. You know, why is it tonight that God allows things in our lives that we don't understand? I was telling Brother Ricky about a place up north where there was a church, a vibrant church, and the fellow had that church up to 200, 36 years old, and God snuffed his life out like that. God took his life. So why did God do that? God does those things for three reasons. Two of them I've already proved. There's a third one, I haven't proved it. But God will do those things. So number one, we'll fear him. So we'll not take God and put him in a bottle and shake him around and say, that's God. God will do those things. God will do some things, unordinary things. Things that'll mess you up. God will do those things. The second reason God does it, so we'll live by faith. You can't explain God. There's things that goes on in your life, you cannot explain them. And try to explain them, you'll lose all your faith. So what you do is you live by faith and just say, well, God's got the answer. I haven't got the answer, but I'm going on for God. But have you proven the will of God? Can you prove the will of God tonight? All right, let's do this tonight. Let's have a testimony meeting. Amen? Now, God's done something for you. God's blessed you. God's helped you. And you really got a testimony tonight. Not a confession of sin, but a testimony tonight. Man, God's done something for you in your life. Or you're just thankful tonight. Okay? You're just thankful tonight, hey, that I live in America, I live in Ventura, I'm coming to church. You're thankful tonight for something. That's the will of God. Will you prove it tonight? Who will be the first tonight to prove the will of God? Someone want to stand up? Yes, sir. Go ahead, brother.
Yeah, well, I like to say, you know, I was just thinking of who was praying just a while ago. And I was thinking of the kind of anybody that can't help but tell me tonight that God doesn't answer prayers.
Amen.
Because we got the evidence right here with us tonight. You know, we were just so worried, so many things went through our minds and all stuff. And just I'm thankful tonight. I mean, this has got to be the greatest Thanksgiving that I've ever had.
Amen. Amen. Well, that's good. Praise the Lord. They say you got to prove the will of God. Now, you know what he just proved? He just proved that God answers prayer. And I know personally this family has prayed for a matter for a long time, and it looked like God wasn't going to answer it. You say, why did God do that? So you'll fear God, and so you'll live by faith. Got to do those things. All right, somebody else tonight. You want to do? Yes, ma'am. Amen. Amen. All right. Good. That won't steer you wrong. Somebody else tonight. You want to thank God for something? Yes, sir. Slim. Amen. Amen. Good. Just a little bit at a time. That's the way to do it. Somebody else want to praise the Lord tonight? You got something to be thankful for? Yes. Amen. Now, what did she prove is the will of God? Faithfulness. You see that? The thing you learn there is God blesses faithfulness. He blesses that. Say, how do you know that? You've proven it. That's the proven will of God. Somebody else tonight want to? Yes, Cheryl.
I just want to thank God for hearing that, because I always wanted to be in God's house with another organ.
Amen.
Because the job I'm working half the month, different hours, and I just asked him if I could just work early. Praise the Lord for it.
Amen. Amen. Somebody else tonight. Yes, in the back, lady in black. Not you, Vanessa. Amen. Amen. Okay, somebody else tonight. Thank God for suffering. Mrs. Johnson, go ahead.
I'll thank the Lord once more for all the wonderful worship and the blessings to me, the ladies who sing us during our time with the
children. Amen, sister. Amen. Okay, Brother Ricky.
I'd like to praise the Lord through my Christian life. I proved the Lord with my finances, and you go through life and you do it by faith. And then when you're down and you don't know not necessarily what to do or how to do, the Lord comes through real, real good. We got $3,500 from Alaska from our dividend. And I know a lot of people that moved from Alaska and they didn't give them their dividend because they moved. But we give them our 401 address to the bureaucrats and they mailed us the money. And that's a blessing. But through being faithful and proving money in my life, there's a far greater lesson that I haven't learned, and that's patience. Patience comes real tough to me. I always kind of want to take control of my own life. And I still haven't learned to let the Lord control my life. But I've been praying for a pastorate, a small town and a small place. And I've been praying specifically for people that want to learn the Bible just because it's God's Word. And I turned down opportunities to preach in big churches where the sidewalk rolls up beside the city. And I proved my life enough to know that unless the Lord was real grateful and real towards me in that way, I could never be a pastor of a big church in L.A. or some place that's wall to wall. And those are things that I've proved in my life, and I just started praying for a church like that. And next Sunday, I'm going to candidate in the church of a town of 7,000. And the people have been praying, and they've been wanting a pastor that believes the Bible. They've been without a pastor since April. And they candidate a whole bunch of people, and they got discouraged, and they said, "We just fixing to give up. Just know that preachers believe the Bible." You know, they try to correct it with the Greek and the Hebrew and try to say the NIV is the word. And they got praying on that end about like I've been praying on this end. I pray that that's the Lord's will for my life, to have a place where we can just live and call home. Stay there more than 3 or 4 years. We're stay there for the rapture. That'd be my
desire. Yeah, that's only a year away, though. All right, now what do you learn tonight about $3,500? How do you prove God's will? You tithe. Check it out, Bible Lee. All right, amen. All right, praise the Lord. That's good. A real testimony tonight. You got to be careful, because I tell you something, the devil don't know it all. He hears you give a testimony, you know what he does? He marks it. I've seen people give up and give testimonies, and all the next week just be bugged and bummed out, man. And you got to be careful. So when you give a testimony, you got to have to stand up and say, "Hey, Lord, help me." Although you're thankful and you're gracious for it, yet the devil wants to try and make you look like a fool before God. Somebody else tonight. Well, praise the Lord.
Thank God for all His mercies. And because of all the promises of God in Jesus Christ are yes.
Amen.
He tells us there that He will write His word in our minds and in our hearts.
Mm-hmm.
And praise God, I've accepted that. And before, when I wouldn't be able to witness, I couldn't stand up and say, "Father, the opportunity to stop and meet you with your friend. Larry, my brother, had given me some tracks, and I read them, and they were real good, so I passed them on. I think that's what we all are supposed to do. Mm-hmm. Track, and I just lay it down, but pass it on to somebody. And praise God and rely. I challenge anybody to. If the Lord said that He will give you the words, and He will do it. If you, it's His will that you witness to the lost, and praise God, He's here to help you.
Amen.
He has helped me. I have proven that the Lord has given me now a vocabulary that I didn't have before. I'm able to go to jail now, you know, and witness to the prisoners there. It even surprises me the way He brings it to mind, you know. I think it's in John 14:26. He said the Spirit will give us bring it to remembrance, or we should say what we learned, what we studied, you know. And praise God, He's proven it to me, and He'll prove it to anybody. He said, test me.
Amen. 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 All right, good. Somebody else? Want to stand up? We'll take time for one more. Yes, ma'am.
I just thank the Lord for another year.
Amen.
I've been playing piano now steadily for 24 years, and every year I begin to wonder, you know, well, how much longer can I do it? And every time I think maybe I can't, He gives me the strength to go on.
Amen.
And that's what I need. I couldn't do it without Him, that's for sure.
Amen. Well, good. Praise the Lord for that. All right, who wants to be the first tonight to sing a special? We got somebody. Who's got the horn? Why don't you lead us off with the horn? That's a funny way to say yes. Okay, brother, good. Come on. Well, these guys are coming. I'll give my testimony. I had a health problem, and man, it was frightening. And the longer I tried to pray it away, the longer it stayed, and finally I broke down and went to the doctor. And he gave me a clean bill of health. Man, do I understand more now the preciousness of health. So I thank God tonight for the health. Because when you don't have it, it's when you least, it's when you don't realize how sweet it is. So thank God if you're breathing tonight, you can walk, even on crutches. You got your health.
Yeah, all right, folks. Can't turn around that way. Let you see. Go up on the stage. Goodness. Oh.
Amen.
That was Ben.
Is Bob going to sing with you?
No.
Oh.
Break the ice. Now, who'll be next?
So he didn't break the leg.
What about the Poe family? Are they ready? Oh, two of them are out. One of them, okay. Oh, I see a little distant problem. All right, somebody else tonight. Got a song you want to sing? Miss Rodriguez? Miss Cheryl? Amen.
The Blue Book? You want to go?
Three or just two?
Yeah.
Okay.
Time now. Just step right up and come forward.
That's all right. What did you say?
My country is too busy.
What page though?
First page.
Oh, that's right.
We're singing My Country to the V.
Amen.
That's the first time Slim's ever done that, so praise the Lord for it. I asked him if he was going to do that, and he says, I got to eat. Hey, good. Okay, who'll be next? Come on up and praise the Lord tonight. Poe family? We got a ladies group? All right, we got a ladies group. While the ladies are coming, men, 7:30, Saturday night, prayer meeting down here, so don't forget it.
What page is that, Vanessa?
I don't know how it's in the blue book.
It's in the blue book, isn't it?
Living by faith.
Yeah, but what page is it?
61.
Is it the first, third, and fourth?
Oh, yeah.
We're doing first, third, and fourth.
Okay. I care not today what tomorrow may bring, if shadows are sunshine or rain. The Lord I know ruleth o'er everything, and all of my worry is vain. Living by faith.
Well, since we was eating food tonight, and this for those people that like to get ahead of the line and everything, we're going to sing Remember Your Manners.
Remember your manners because it is right. Remember your manners, it's a Christian's delight.
Think of others at the table and be polite when you are able. Think of others at the table and be polite as you can be.
Remember your manners because it is remember your manners. It's a Christian's delight. Remember your manners because it is right. Remember your manners is a Christian's delight. Don't talk with your mouth full, it looks quite awful. Don't talk with your mouth full, it looks quite bad. Remember your manners because it is right. Remember your manners, it's a Christian's delight.
Please pass a cheese. Thank you so much that you excuse my sneeze. Please pass the cheese. Thank you so much to excuse my sneeze.
Remember your manners because it is right. Remember your manners, it's a Christian's delight. Don't talk with your mouth full, it looks quite awful. Don't talk with your mouth full, it looks quite bad. Don't talk with your mouth full, it looks quite awful. Don't talk with your mouth full, it looks quite bad.
Your father's at the mouthful and looks
like when you're able.
Your father's at the mouthful and looks
polite as you can be. Remember your manners because it is right. Remember your manners, it's a Christian's delight. It's a Christian's delight.
A dad's talent. Okay, somebody else tonight. Brother Jimmy. Hey, that's good. Family's doing things together. Praise the Lord.
We will never fear.